Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Emma McCarthy. During his general audience this Wednesday, Pope Benedict XVI made an appeal for a nuclear-free world, told pilgrims that marriage can save society, and warned priests against a weakening of Christ's action through the Church when God's gift of the sacraments are ministered without humility or fidelity. 20,000 pilgrims and visitors packed an overcast St. Peter's Square Wednesday to hear Pope Benedict XVI's weekly catechesis.
Comincio con un appello.
Speaking in Italian at the end of the audience, the Pope launched an appeal to world leaders gathered in New York for the review conference on the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, asking them to overcome the constraints of history and patiently weave a political and economic plan for peace to help human development and the genuine aspirations of peoples. The Pope said the process towards a concerted and safe nuclear disarmament is closely connected with a full and prompt compliance with international commitments. Peace, in fact, he noted, rests on the trust and respect of obligations, and not only on the balance of power. Also on Wednesday, Pope Benedict XVI used his greeting to English-speaking pilgrims to launch a strong defense of marriage, which he described as an instrument of salvation, not only for married people, but for the whole of society. His comments came in greetings to a group of pilgrims from Jönköping, Sweden, where a conference on the family will take place later this month.
Like any truly worthwhile goal, it places demands upon us, it challenges us, it calls us to be prepared to sacrifice our own interests for the good of the other. It requires us to exercise tolerance and to offer forgiveness. It invites us to nurture and protect the gift of new life.
Pope Benedict went on to observe that those of us fortunate enough to be born into a stable family discover there the qualities of good citizenship. He encouraged all in our efforts to promote a proper understanding and appreciation of the incalculable good that marriage and family life offer to human society.
Human beings, made in the image and likeness of God, are made for love. Indeed, at the core of our being, we long to love and to be loved in return.
Earlier in his main catechesis in Italian, the Holy Father had reflected on this weekend trip to Turin to venerate the Holy Shroud, which he said invites us to contemplate the face of Christ and to share in his saving work. But the main body of this week's lesson was a continuation of his reflections on the priestly ministry, and in particular the ministry of sanctification.
In the celebration of the sacraments, in particular the Eucharist and the sacrament of reconciliation, Christ's sanctifying work is constantly made present and effective.
Speaking in Italian, the Pope pondered whether an underestimation of the faithful exercise of this ministry has represented a weakening of the current action of Christ through the Church.
In the devout celebration of the sacraments, priests sanctify the faithful and are themselves sanctified and configured even more closely to Christ.
The year for priests is drawing to a close, ending in June. Meanwhile, next Wednesday there will be no weekly general audience with Pope Benedict XVI, who instead will be in Portugal on a pastoral voyage. I'm Emma McCarthy.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.